Welcome to episode one of the Occupational Safety Leadership Podcast. My name is Dr. David Ayers. In this episode, we will sit down and just introduce the concept of the podcast along with the format and just kind of how we're going to go forward and get better as safety professionals. The goal of the podcast is to have great talks with occupational safety leaders. We want to cover best practices, and not just that, but anybody can read something and hear something, but really, how did you sit down and implement this? So we also want to talk with these folks about what went right, what went wrong, so we can profit from their pain, sit down and figure out exactly how that we can sit down and look at some of these best practices and implement at our facilities. And of course, the big goal is that we want to do everything we can to eliminate injuries, accidents, chemical spills, and all that stuff. And if we can't, well, how do we at least reduce the severity as much as we possibly can in all those areas? The format will take on four specific topics. We will look at the just having talks with safety leaders. We will also sit down and look at doing deep dives on specific topics such as confined space entry, lockout tagout, machine guarding. Then we will also talk about industry specific hazards. It could be with ready mix concrete, the chemical manufacturing process, if we're making widgets at a factory, just kind of more of a industry specific. And eventually we will have a short format with just a question and answer period. I'm looking for a list of leaders where we can sit down and really talk about policies, procedures, goal setting, professional development paths, interacting with executives, and return on investment. So these are typical things that safety professionals kind of struggle with. It's very easy to have those hard skills of understanding the education, but the older I get and the more experience I get, I really wish I would have focused on a lot of these more soft skills a whole lot earlier on. How do you build a good team? How do you interact with executives? How do you break down barriers? How do you make sure that you don't have a us versus them mentality out there in your workforce? And some of the deep dives, we've talked a little bit about this: chemical safety, process safety, management, lockout, tagout, fall protection, respiratory protection, arc flash, evacuation plans, training, and of course we want to talk about the type and frequency of training. This is typically seen as the catch-all and the end-all be-all, and training is great, but we also have to focus on those individual acts that people are taking, kind of understand why they think it's okay to take a shortcut many times in procedures. Possibly they weren't trained right from the get-go. Kind of that tribal knowledge as that went on. Or we have training that is not sufficient for the workforce and the work they're doing. You can connect with me on LinkedIn via YouTube. I am starting to post some safety shorts on there. So, and I'm trying to figure out this whole Twitter thing. So at Twitter, I'm at safety_doctor_Dave. And that's it. Thank you so much for sitting down, figuring out exactly what the podcast is going to be about. We talked about the format. Of course, I'm looking for those really good leaders out there. There's no way that I could know everything out there. So I'm really looking forward to having these great talks and just helping to get the word out and to help reduce accidents, injuries, chemical spills, all that stuff. Thank you so much for joining me.